Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show, and today we'd like to welcome another great guest to the program. His name is Charles, and he is part of a PFLAG organization that's right here in the local area. And what I want to do is welcome Charles to the program. How are you doing today?
Okay, great. It's a beautiful sunny day, and this time of the year, it's even better.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad we finally have spring here. And well, Charles, what I'd like to do is, as I mentioned, that you know, you're part of a PFLAG organization, and I was just wondering, can you tell us a little bit what PFLAG stands for?
Yes, it's, of course, Parents, Family, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And,
okay.
It's a national organization composed of different chapters.
Okay, great. And I was just curious, what made you decide to be part of that?
Well, I was a member of the Marian Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, and one of the projects in community outreach was to initiate a PFLAG chapter in this area. There was none at the time. And part of my motivation was that I'm the father of two gay children, and though I hadn't been a member of PFLAG, I knew it was valuable and knew that the support was needed in the area.
Okay. And so How long ago have you been involved with this organization?
Well, we actually had our first meeting July 10th of 2000, and I suppose we'd been working on it for 6-7 months prior to that.
Okay. And obviously you became part of it because of your children, correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay. And you said you have a son and a daughter, correct?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And one of the motivating things was we knew our daughter came out, and we knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of years later, then our son committed suicide. And then after his suicide, we realized that he was gay. Although, as usual, when you look back with some hindsight, what becomes obvious wasn't obvious at the time.
Right. Wow. And I'm really sorry to hear about your loss. And obviously that was, you know, perhaps some, do you think that the reason for the suicide was because of him being gay, do you think?
I don't know, but it certainly helped to explain it. Suicide never seems a very rational thing, at least, you know, to
right.
those that are not involved directly. Mm-hmm. But it did help explain it, I think.
Right. And I know that, you know, unfortunately with, you know, our lesbian and gay population in the States is that unfortunately teen suicide or suicide among that group is very high because of this, and so it's very important that, you know, great organizations like yours, the PFLAG, and are there so that people can get help and be able to talk with other people and be able to understand that, hey, just because you're gay, you know, doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, that you're a great member of society, and that we want to do whatever we can to help you and be supportive and you know, and caring. And And that's one of the motivations of my show, is that I just want to try to help people to get them to understand that you know, you can have a loving, caring, you know, life, and that you can have a lot of success in it. And but it takes people like yourself to be proactive parents and really be supportive. And you know, and I've talked with a lot of people, you know, for my show, and I've had some good and as well as some, unfortunately, some sad things. But the thing is that we do have a lot of work to do together as a group. And I really think it's important to continue what you're doing, and I think it's an outstanding thing that you've done. And you helped actually create the local chapter.
Yeah, in the Rosalind Reeder and I got together, and then we found that there was another person, Faye Wood, who had been trying to form a chapter, but hadn't been able to get it going. So we got together with her and did all the paperwork and so forth, and found a place at the Marian Unitarian Universalist Fellowship that we could meet, and since then we've had Faye Wood as president, Julie Darling, and Deb Peterman has been president for several years and is currently the chapter president.
Okay, great. And how has the response been to the organization when it began?
Well, I think these organizations probably go through a cycle. When we started, it did not seem that there were places for gays to meet publicly and so forth. And once we got it started, we got a lot of support from the gay community. And many members were members of the gay community. And they, of course, were the ones who knew the young people and family members and helped get them to the meetings. And so their support was essential in getting the chapter going. Now, since then, those people have other organizations that have been created that they can participate in, and there doesn't seem to be the drive that was there when we first started the chapter. So that now we have just parents, and the chapter is small.
Mm-hmm.
But during the years, we've, I think, been essential in helping some of the teens deal with coming out, dealing with their family, dealing with just who they are, and developing a positive role model.
Right. And what kind of support do you do? What kind of things do you the PFLAG offer?
Well, typically what we do, we meet second Sunday of every month, 2 to 4 p.m., and the meetings typically start out with a sharing time, and people kind of keep each other up to date on what's going on in their lives, and you can either speak or not speak, and then we take a break, and often during the break, it's a time when, for instance, if somebody's having a difficult time, say a teen is there for the first time, that's the time the different chapter members can talk one-on-one and offer support and that type of thing in a, as I said, a more informal one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last part of the meeting is often a program or discussion of one topic.
Can you give me an example of, like, different discussions that you've had?
Last time we had a pretty good discussion of Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, really?
And it was interesting because we had some people that said they could really identify with it. Some said no, it was too stereotypical, and they thought that there were better role models there, and it was not the positive film that some people thought it was. And then the thing that impressed me most was the fact that the terrible effects of poverty on one's quality of life, that's what impressed me the most. But being straight, the things that impressed me were different other people.
Well, I was just curious because I've had several shows, on the discussion of Brokeback Mountain, and, many people felt that it was very compelling as far as the love story. Many felt that it just shows you what kind of period that was and how it was hard to come out and that you had to kind of lead a double life and that, and that there was a lot of scary things that could potentially happen. And I was just wondering, other than what you just said, is there any other comments about the movie that you felt compassionate about or hit home maybe for you? Or,
well, there were some people there that said, this is exactly the way it was for me. Now, they weren't from the West,
mm-hmm.
but they were people who were closeted, even married, and then came out later. And so they could really identify with it and identify with the times.
Okay. Yeah, because, I even would have to say in my own personal, story is that when I, in the 80s, I was, just finishing high school, and I knew that it was a very difficult time for me, and I had a lot of harassment from school, and it was just really a difficult time, and it took a while until I really met my ex-partner that I finally started feeling a little bit better about myself and being okay with being who I was as a gay person. So I can imagine that, unfortunately, the sad reality is a lot of people can relate, to the movie and, in that type of, family dynamic, you might say, and it's really amazing. And I was just curious, what would you say the average age, if you were to take all the people in the group, what would you say the average age would be for the group?
Well, of course, the young people are probably
mm-hmm.
16, 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people there are older, though. Right now, most of the people are probably retirees, people who've supported the chapter since it started and continue to support it, people who have children, but the children are often grown up and independent on their own.
Right. Okay. And what would be the, I mean, I know that there's, you know, obviously there's a nationwide, you know, PFLAG, and I was just wondering, what if there was someone that was listening to the show today that wanted to find out more information, do you have the website for, is it PFLAG.org?
Yes. Okay. If they just went to www.pflag.org, that would be the PFLAG webpage, and then on that webpage they would be able to locate a chapter in the area or find publications and so forth that they can download.
Okay, great. And I was just wondering, you know, because I always like to have, you know, more personal stories, but I was just wondering, you know, based on the, you know, the people there, the people involved, and also the, you know, the kids, I was just going to say, do you have, like, one story that stands out over the years that kind of really, you know, makes you, you know, satisfied that you are part of the group and that that has happened since it began?
Yes. I think it has to do with the young people. One person in particular had come out, and had come out to one of the gay members of PFLAG and found a lot of support there.
Mm-hmm.
The situation at home was that the parents were not accepting, in fact, occasionally pretty hostile, very uncomfortable with it. They felt threatened by it because they thought it reflected badly on them. And but through the years, this person developed on his own with the support of the chapter, attended meetings regularly, and is now attending college. And before that, one of the things the chapter has been very successful at, although it's not able to do it anymore, is present workshops at the Marion County Teachers In-Service Day. We did that for 4 years, and this particular student participated in the workshops and was very effective just in telling his story so that the teachers could hear what it was like to be gay in the classroom and hear some of the comments by the teachers, hear the comments in the halls by the students, and so forth. So that has been a real success, and we've had several teens that have come to the chapter, stayed with the chapter a while, and gone on to have a strong identity, acceptance of who they are.
Okay, great. Well, that's fantastic, and that's, you know, again, that's the whole part of the program, and that what you want to do is be able to help people and have a good resource, and that they can always go to, and then hopefully, as they get older, they'll continue to be part of the program, and, you know, be able to help the, you know, the future generation, and because I know there's a local chapter where I am, and I'm trying to contact them as well to see if they could become part of the program and maybe talk to actual some parents and you know, and see what we can do to, you know, continue to increase the awareness of PFLAG, because there's a lot of people that, you know, listen from all over the world. Is there a worldwide chapter by chance, you know?
Well, yes, it is worldwide, but I think primarily in the United States.
Right. Okay. But people can go to that website and be able to find other resources for all over. Is that correct?
Correct. They can find resources, publications, guides coming out, that type of thing. They can contact chapters just by getting to a certain area of the state and then narrow it down to what's close to you.
Okay, great. And I was just wondering, how do you go about spreading awareness of the program? Do you do? I know you do the things about the schools, like you just mentioned, but I was just wondering, is there any other programs that you're doing right now to help increase awareness of?
Well, let's see. In the past, we've taken part in some of the AIDS walks and so forth with banners and T-shirts. We feel that's helped. We've done radio interviews occasionally, and lately we've been working with the YWCA Out and Affirmation Center in St. Joseph, Michigan, and in fact, we've started to hold our meetings there. We've done a joint fundraiser with them. And, of course, that's helped publicize the chapter. We do have brochures we place in the libraries. And we've contacted people in the school, counselors primarily, but some teachers, and made them aware that we're here if they have a student that they can contact us.
And just to let the people know that you're located in like Western Michigan area, and unfortunately, there aren't really a lot of resources that are available for the GLBT community, is there?
No. In fact, it's changing. Let me say that.
Right.
A few years ago, the Health and Affirmation Center focused on youth, and I was involved in that. Some of the other members of the Black chapter were involved in that. But what we found was that, for one thing, transportation was a problem. These people often were not able to drive. Secondly, just the fear of coming out was a problem. And so we got very little activity there. And since then, it's changed, and the focus has been on the older gay community. And that's been much more successful. However, recently we've started a gay-straight alliance for the county. We've had difficulty getting into the schools, but we figured that if we could find a county GSA, gay-straight alliance, by then, once that was developed, then we could build up some momentum, get some contacts, and be able to do something with schools.
Okay, great. And so you're definitely seeing some signs of improvement awareness in that, right?
Yes, things have really changed. Well, for instance, we're having a fundraiser for the Health and Affirmation Center in June, and part of the program, it's pretty much open, and we had the Health and Affirmation Center sponsored Out Film Festival, too, so it's becoming much more public.
Okay, great. Well, that's super, and I'm really glad that, you're getting involved with that, or been involved, not getting involved, but been involved, and again, I just want to do what I can do to help, and, and I know that, I made a small contribution to help both of you, both organizations recently, and I really hope that can be a big help, and I know it's a small, but, every little bit helps, and again, what we can do to increase awareness. And I was just wondering, what are your goals for the future then for your chapter?
Well, I think right now our we just did the fundraiser you mentioned, and that was a joint fundraiser with PFLAG and the Elton Affirmation Center, which not only raised funds but increased awareness. I think our focus right now is to get the GSA started. We're having trouble getting into the schools, making the school teachers and students aware. So that's going to take some time and effort. We've got brochures, we've got name cards and so forth, business cards that can be handed out. And it's going to take some time and effort to make the younger people aware that this is available. One of the things that will help is the Health and Affirmation Center has, through ARCA's funding, been able to set up a website. Of course, that means that teens can access that and get information. So, they can do that on their own, whether they're out or not.
Right. Okay. And, that's great. I'm really glad that you are, making those steps in the direction where we can really help the younger people, and also you're providing a valuable resource for the older ones as well. And and I just wanted to thank you for your part, and I'm sorry that unfortunately something negative had to start something positive, but I really think that it's great that you're doing what you're doing, and how that in some maybe small way that you're really affecting people's lives for so much for the better. And and again, I guess that's the the whole core of what I'm trying to do, and what you're trying to do, and with Stephen at the OAC, and for the previous listeners of Dawn and Mary, both Dawn and Mary are very actively involved with both groups, and I'm hoping to talk with them again more about what they've done and what they're continuing to do to help provide resources and be great mentors to the program. And
right, Mary is a member of the Gay Straight Alliance Committee. The Elton Affirmation Center, and she has contributed a lot already.
Okay, great. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you is that I ask all my guests is that obviously You know, I know you're not gay yourself, but I was just wondering if you were had the ability to talk to the younger gay and lesbian population, which majority of the probably the listeners of the podcast would be. I do have some older listeners that are been very, very supportive of the program, like Joe as well as John and a lot of other people, and I want to thank them for their support. But I was just wondering, if you looking back at your life and what has happened and what you've done with PFLAG, I was just wondering, is there anything that you would say to the younger generation today that are listening about themselves and what to do?
I think my primary statement would be that you're not alone, and the tendency may be to withdraw and be fearful, but what you need to do, and it'll end up being okay, in fact, it can end up being quite wonderful, is to reach up, talk to other people, find you're not alone, and find the support you need.
Hey, great. Well, thank you so much for saying that. I mean, that's a beautiful thing to hear, and I'm so glad that you are a part of the straight group that are supportive to us, and I as a gay man really appreciate what you've done, and I really hope you continue to do this for the future. And again, I was just wondering, do you have anything else you'd like to add at all?
No, I think not. But other than certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk here and appreciate what you're doing, because as you said, all of this helps and it is making a difference.
Yes. Okay, great. And again, just to emphasize the website again, it's PFLAG, PFLAG.org, and you can find out your local chapter if there is one available. If not, then maybe what people could do is find out what they can do to open one or create one for their own local area. And if there is one, please, make sure that you do what you can to help support them, whether it's financially or volunteering or going there to talk with the younger people, or even with some of your older people as well. I mean, it's very important to get involved and be active. And again, Charles, I'd like to thank you so much for being part of the program, and I really hope that you have a great day, okay?
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, hold on, Charles, one second.